rest of the story. Lieutenant Commander George Lautrup, Jr. summoned all hands. It was the dead of night. One of the crew had fallen overboard. A prompt and thorough search of the waters must be made. Nobody hesitated in his duty. Despite one very good reason to hesitate, their submarine, the USS Gar, was currently cruising the surface on war patrol in the Palau Islands to attract attention in these enemy waters where the floodlight search for a solitary crew member could endanger the entire vessel. But as I say, nobody thought twice about it. Least of all the skipper, Commander Lautrup. For not only was the missing crew member a highly decorated veteran of the Pacific War, but a personal and very close friend. In fact, Commander Lautrup was standing right there when his associate stepped off the cigarette deck and vanished into the darkness. There was a flurry of anxious, cacophonous calculations on the bridge. The submarine must turn about immediately and backtrack using approximate temporal coordinates. But how to avoid running down their shipmate in the rescue attempt? Slow circles. That was it. Slow circles and sharp lookouts. The USS Gar came about, topside crowded with concerned fellow crew. Occasionally somebody would shout, "Hey, Garbo, there, are you there?" But no reply arose from the vast nothingness, only the ominous sloshing of cold salt water against the hull. And then, "Look out there, what are those lights?" An enemy vessel, somebody speculated, maybe shore lights in the distance? But no one, even for a moment, considered abandoning the search. The minute stretched into a timeless void as the submarine inscribed its wide arc in the dark Pacific. The crew were mostly dissolved into whispers now, straining their ears for some sign of life from the watery abyss. And then a mighty shout from one of the lookouts shattered the icy stillness. "Over there!" Incredibly, their shipmate had not tumbled overboard at all, but instead had fallen from the cigarette deck to the main deck below the bridge, stunned and shaken, but otherwise apparently unhurt. And with that report, there blasted forth a joyous cheer from the crew of the USS Gar. So, what if the enemy should hear? For once upon a war in the South Pacific, during a night patrol through hostile territory, the entire crew of an American submarine risked everything to rescue a comrade named Garbo. Now, there were innumerable like Garbo throughout the submarine fleet, crew member cheerleaders, whose very presence relieved the monotony of silent running, who kept up morale when gauges were leaking and light bulbs were bursting and fires were igniting during depth charge attacks, and the colors they wore bore the combat submarine insignia and a star for each successful patrol. But beyond her valor, oh yes, I said her valor, the glory of Garbo's story is the terrorism and tenderness sailed side by side in the Second World War as seasoned sea warriors kept embers aglow in hearts otherwise grown cold. For the likes of Garbo and Betty and Sugi and Skeeter and Potshot and Gabby and Myrna and Luau and countless others worth any risk to protect and defend, friends to the end, the U.S. Navy's mostly mongrel mascot dogs. Now you know the rest of the story.